Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
So I'm here with Amy Liu. So Amy, you are the head of sales for Middle East of Africa. Am I correct?
Yes, exactly. I'm working for the LONGi Solar.
For LONGi Solar, effectively. Yes. Yeah, excellent. So how do you feel about the atmosphere at AEF?
Frankly speaking, it is my first time to participate in the AEF.
Uh-huh.
So, but I heard the AEF a lot previously.
Okay.
And because, you know, for me and for my team, we are working in the Middle East and Africa region the mm-hmm. couple of the years. So, and since the 3 years, so three years before,
mm-hmm.
and we've participated in the AEF.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think, if I remember correctly, that was in the London. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And I think for me, I'm very familiar with your company
mm-hmm.
because I've interviewed last year Ryan, who is also looking after, I think it's more from the CNI divisions of LONGi.
Exactly.
And I talked as well to Emeka with one of your colleagues from the CNI division.
Exactly.
But coming back today, AEF, first of all, welcome to AEF, and I'm mm-hmm. sure it won't be the last time. But I know that you had many conferences before. So you were into solar, and you, when I say you, your company
yeah.
announced mm-hmm. new records, mm-hmm. right? Congratulations first.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, and I think I always struggle to pronounce it. Perovskite, silicon, something like that.
But, exactly.
So if you can tell me mm-hmm. more about these new records, and mm-hmm. also what does it mean for the industry for you?
Well, okay. Thank you for your question, Tony. Actually, you know, before talking about, you know, some achievement related to our innovative technology, and I'd like to address something about our company.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, our company, the LONGi, is committed to being the world-leading solar technology company.
Mm-hmm.
And we are always focusing on the customer's driven value with the full solar solutions
mm-hmm.
to match the you know the multiple application scenarios
mm-hmm.
so as well as the lower LCOE actually you know that every year the LONGi we invest the more or less the 5 to 7% of the revenue
mm-hmm.
in R&D
mm-hmm.
so because why? You know, because we are aiming to, you know, to have the better product solution
mm-hmm.
and to lower the LCOE. Because, you know, we believe to, you know, to have the constant reduction of the LCOE can help the, you know, to can help us to improve the to develop the market
mm-hmm.
With the advanced the solar technology. So therefore, you know, we did lots of the innovative technology movement in the past years. And coming back to the perovskite advanced the solar cell efficiency.
You say that better than me.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Actually, you know, beyond the dual champion world record of the perovskite solar efficiency we achieved recently, we also achieved some other innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so I'd like to share with you the two major achievements.
Okay, please.
Yes, the recent achievement. The first one is in April, we introduced the newly developed the silicon wafer in the market. Because, you know, LONGi is running the largest production capacity in terms of the monocrystalline wafer.
Mm-hmm.
In the period industry, so with our advanced technology, we are able to decrease the wafer's production cost as well as you know to increase the monocrystalline solar cells efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So In fact, you know, it is a decade breakthrough in the silicon wafer field. It's a very significant breakthrough, actually. So, secondly, is, you know, in May, we launched the new generation product. We call it is the HiMo 9 series modules.
Okay.
Yes. Which is, you know, with the Tari wafer. Tariff. Actually, you know, I just mentioned, you know, we introduced the new adopt advanced technology on the wafer, right? Mm-hmm. And its name is the Tari wafer.
Tari,
we named it Tari wafer, okay. Yes. And with the HiMo 9 series modules, which is also, you know, produced with the Tari wafer, as well as the back contact solar cell technology. So, and with the advanced technology, and our modules efficiency can achieve around the 24.4% in mass production. So it means we are able to produce the modules with the 660 watt. It means, and the, you know, the generation yield of the solar power plant will have the around the 7 to 8% extra on the equivalent landscape. So this is another significant in terms of the, you know, innovative technology. So in addition, actually, we also achieved the new record based on another kind of the solar cell technology. We call it the extra junction solar cells. Efficiency, we achieved the around the 27.3% in the R&D stage. So therefore, you know, as for LONGi Solar, we are always, you know, certain that the innovative technology is the key force which are able to, you know, to guide the technology direction of the solar technology. As well, you know, it can benefit to the market, you know, for the energy transition and the decarbonation. So this is the some point of view I'd like to share with you.
Excellent. Yeah. First of all, again, congratulations, because I could see that 5 to 7% of your revenue into the R&D. That explain why you're having so many records for your company. And like I say, it's not a surprise. So congratulations again. And talking about that, learning from your experience, not only in China, but across the world, I'd like you to tell me a little bit more. Why do you think African countries should embrace solar energy?
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Actually, it is a very interesting topic. You know, our team is on the ground in the market of the Middle East and Africa. Africa is one of the most strategic and emerging markets. We are we deployed you know, during these years. So, well, you know, in our point of view, We think the Africa is one of the best renewable market in the world. Because why, you know? Because, you know, Africa is have the abundance, the natural resources, and the annual sunshine can exceed the 2,000 hours. However, what we are also seeing is, you know, due to the large and the rapid growing population, and there are still the more or less 600 million people lacking of the electricity. Therefore, you know, we think this you know, lack of the electricity created a very huge market demand. And we believe, you know, combined with the abundance of the solar resources in the Africa, and the solar energy solution will be one of the best clean energy, which can help the local people to improve their the life quality. and of course, you know, can generate the, you know, the added value with the very economic activities. So, in addition, you know, the African market, you know, in the African market, we are also we are also seeing there are the lots of the high power consumption industry, such as the cement factory, the steel factory, and the mining, so etc. So, with these industries, we'll see, and you know, the owners, the customers, they are looking for the alternative economic energy solutions. Definitely, the solar energy solution will be the best one. Therefore, you know, based on the conversation with our clients in the Africa, most of them are certain that the solar project solution is their, you know, the major strategy, which can help them to solve the shortage of the electricity issue, as well as to help them to achieve the energy transition. Yes. By the way, you know, the the content of the Africa is also, you know, is diversified in terms of the ecosystems. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
You know, there are the, you know, the large scale of the desert, some place with rainforest, with wetlands, etc. With this diversified the environments, I think, you know, the with the solar project, with a solar energy solution, also can help the continent, you know, to keep the environmental sustainable sustainabilities. Environmental sustainabilities is also the very important.
Thank you very much for that. I think you're absolutely right and pointing out the diversity that we see in Africa, the market that is huge, and also the problem that we're having, the challenge when we're looking at those number of those millions of people looking to have electricity. And we know the traditional solution of the grid not going to be solved right now. Solar is something that we can roll out very quickly. And with partners like LONGi, definitely it could happen. I have one more question for you, if you don't mind.
Please.
So there's one topic that we're talking a lot about these days, about the green hydrogen. And I wanted to also get your opinion. So being a leader in the market, LONGi, so what do you think about the association of green power and green hydrogens for Africa?
Yeah, thank you for your question. Actually, this is another good question. So, as far as we know, you know, the concept of the green hydrogen has not been the new concept. You know, based on our perspective, we believe the green power plus the green hydrogen will be the, you know, the ultimate renewable solution, which can help us to deep the decarbonization for the future decarbonization. Yeah. So in Africa, what we are seeing is a couple of the countries have been aware of the, you know, the significance of the green hydrogen. For instance, the country like Egypt and the Morocco, South Africa, Tanzania, Algeria, etc. The couple of the countries, you know, their government has initialized the very ambitious goal to, you know, to achieve the energy transition and to achieve the decarbonization with the green hydrogen solution. So, in my point of view, I think there are the two reasons. On the one side. You know, when we introduce the green hydrogen with the green electricity, like the solar energy, like the wind energy. That means, you know, the electricity, the green electricity price has become cheaper at present. So in that case, it can benefit the green hydrogen investment with the economical way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first reason. The second reason is the green hydrogen can be used in a multiple industry.
Yeah.
Such as the steel, the cement, and the transportation, and the mining, the buildings, etc. So, due to it can be widely used, in the industry. So, I think it will be one best of the solution for us.
Excellent. Mm. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for taking the time to come down. I want to say one thing.
One more point.
Yes, please, please, go ahead.
Why we are deploying the potentials with the green power and the green hydrogen solution in this market? Because why? Because the green power plus the green hydrogen can fully match our company strategy.
Okay.
Because the LONGi is not only focused on the solar energy.
Okay.
We are also diversified the business division in terms of the green hydrogen. Yes. And we are so far we are running the largest production capacity, the 2.5 gigawatt with the electrolyzer, alkaline water electrolyzer. So, as well, we have established the very solid partnership with some local customers. And we are working together with their project team and in order to help them to optimize the solution with the solar plus the green hydrogen. And we believe we are able to bring the added value to them. And we believe our business can generate the African customers to achieve their mission to achieve the energy transition and the deep decarbonation. So this is the idea, this is the opinion I'd like to share with you.
Yeah. And it's a very important point, because the key point here we're saying here is that LONGi is not just a solar company, you're also venturing into hydrogen, and it's important to mention that. So thank you very much for taking the time to stop in by at AEF. Welcome again at AEF. We're hoping to have you next year and then to share more news, more record that you're breaking, and then I'm sure more project that you'll be doing. So thank you for your time, Amy, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you, Tony.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2024 in Barcelona, Spain. Join us for these and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.